Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is October 21st, 2015, or shall I say October 21st, 1985. Ironically, this time, actually, well, not that many years ago, 1989 to be exact, a movie came out, Back to the Future 2. And Back to the Future 2, real great movie. It's actually a follow-up to the original successful one that actually was released in 1985, where they went back, actually, to the past. On Back to the Future, Marty had to go find and solve the problem as far as him disappearing and actually change the future, if you will. He had to go to the future to fix his what would be his future, so he would have a future. And so there's a lot of hoopla going on right now, of course, on the media, and people are talking about it. It's pretty exciting. And I was watching the news program this morning, and they were talking about a few different things that on the actual program that they predicted. And it wasn't like a prediction per se. Who knows? Maybe they knew something we didn't know. But they actually had scenes in the movie where they talked about your computer, your desktop would be on a tablet. And, of course, as we all know, that's come to pass about 10 years or so ago now. That's pretty much everybody uses a tablet on a daily basis, a tablet, even a smaller tablet version on the cell phone. And of course, they got the hoverboard, which technology is there. They actually have it is actually a real thing now. However, it's not like in a Barbie doll case or whatever. It's not not available per se to market at this point, at least on a good price point for most people to afford it. But it actually has been created, and they're still working on that. So that's pretty cool as well. And then they've got, of course, the DeLorean, which was actually a troubled car maker at the time. Had the DeLorean going on, and John DeLorean, actually named after himself, and that I'm sure that movie in particular probably brought that car maker back and probably made a lot of sales, because who wouldn't want a DeLorean for a cool car that did that, that actually traveled through time? So that was of course pretty exciting. And then here we are 30 years later talking about it. It's on the news and everything. John DeLorean did pass years ago. He actually worked for General Motors and then went on his own, started his own car company. And then there's other ones as well. So if you're watching the movie, get a chance. Today, of course, being October 21st, 2015, it just shows you one thing, where time does not stand still. Time does move on. And just recently, as I started to do these programs again, actually, I started contemplating on doing some shows, which I plan on hopefully doing, if it's not on a daily basis, at least for the time being, through the end of the year when we start it officially on November 1st. We're going to probably do it on a weekly basis and see how we go with that. Of course, we're going to be the plan is to get other people who are successful in business and give us some success tips and things of that nature. I may come on here and just talk about different reviews that are going on right now in the worldwide web. It's funny to even say that. As I was listening to the previous programs, I kept going, www. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was, like, cringing, like chalkboard, even hearing myself say that. And actually, how some of the things I was actually saying, repeating myself. And I'm going to work on that a lot, of course, as we go on during these programs. But like, if anything else, you grow, and time moves on. Listening to my programs when I started doing Blog Talk several years ago, it's amazing, because I had a lot of great plans, and life happens, you know. And I had a lot of great plans and things that I wanted to do and help others in the process. And most times my plan was to continue on. And if you ever get a chance to listen to some of my earlier shows, you'll hear that. You'll hear that I did have plans to pursue it. Like I said, life happens, and it's okay, because everything happens for a reason. And myself, going back into the workforce for a few years, I think if anything it was a blessing to me and my family to get back on track, to think more clearly, and to get an experience. I've got an experience that's going to last me for a lifetime. I've actually sharpened my talents, my tools. So I pretty much, I'm excited about the future, and I'm excited to get back on the radio and excited about doing other things. I've got so many plans and so many ideas that I want to pursue, and I do hope that I can help others in the process. I don't know if I introduced myself when I first started the show, but I am Robert J., and you're listening to my program, Your Radio Promo. We've been doing this, like I said, for off and on for several years. I was in mainstream radio, did that. I actually started back. I've always wanted to be in some kind of entertainment, I'm sure. Most of my life, I was in drama class, and I always wanted to be funny, make people laugh, and sang in a rock band back in the 80s for several years, produced a lot of records and recordings. Didn't make many records, but we definitely did have a great time doing that. And then when I got back to Michigan after living on the East Coast for a while, I did get on the radio for a while, did a couple of different programs, some ethnic shows. I've done rock and roll, you name it, I've done it. I even did a Christian broadcasting show for about a year and a half, and got that show syndicated in short order. Did very well, I thought, and like I said, anything else, you're getting experience. And if you're listening to this for the first time today, that's what you got to realize. You know, every single thing you're doing, it's not working out for you right now, this particular moment, but, you know, just stay in there. Just hang in there. Things will turn around for you. Things will, things will come to pass. You just got to set your goals, stay with your goals, work every single day towards your goal. Don't give it up. Some of my recordings I've listened to myself sounded great, and some of them I definitely want to critique for sure. I'm a perfectionist by nature, so I want to make sure I do the right thing and I'm communicating properly and that I'm not confusing anyone at the same time. I definitely do look forward to reaching out and talking to people throughout the world and actually helping them make a difference in their lives. And just encourage you today, if you're listening today, I encourage you today, just, you know, sit down, take a sheet of paper and write 10 goals, you know, 10 things that you've thought about doing that you maybe want to do. Even if it's not 10, even 3, just start something. Just start something, write it down on paper, and read it every day. And it is amazing how some things will actually come to pass. Even my older shows, some of the things I was talking about on those shows, I was shocked. I was like, oh, my goodness, and this is something I wanted to do. I had some experience in it, but not that much. And now here we are years later, I've got that experience. Yeah, I had to go back to the workforce, but by doing that, it actually got me back on level ground, got me more balanced, was able to spend more time with my family, feeling positive about my life, making a difference, even being an influence in front of other people and being a mentor to other younger folks that I've worked with, that are no longer working where I'm at, and knowing that soon I'm actually going to be able to, as I say, vacate the premises as I build up my brand. And that's the most important thing. If you're an entrepreneur, like I like to call people on the internet, a netpreneur, you definitely want to start working towards that end goal. It may be 5 years down the road. Don't think 5 years. Just write it down now. Put it down on paper. And time does go on. Keep in mind, though, as you're doing this stuff, as one of my recent mentors was saying on one of his recent radio shows, that you have experience. It, you know, the game's not over. Whether you're a young person, whether you're an old person, I'm an old person, I guess I could say. But, I mean, if you're in your 70s, like he was sharing, if you have a dream, you have a goal, you have a desire, you're still alive. So you still are a great asset, and you can be a gift and a blessing to others. So don't give up on that. For the most part, we need you. The world needs you. We're all a part of one. Everybody makes a difference. We're all little pieces of the puzzle here. And you have to remember that. You have to look yourself in the mirror and think about it for a second. And not look yourself in the mirror like, oh, my goodness, look at my wrinkles. Or, ooh, I'm too young to do this. No. Drop those excuses, because those excuses are just nonsense. It's just the negative vibes that are going through your head, okay? Get over that. Get towards what it is that you have. What are your talents? In basketball, of course, you hear about professionals going right now and talking about, well, I'm bringing my talents to this organization, and I'm going to help do this. We're going to provide that. Look at LeBron James. He's been to the NBA Finals 6 times. That's amazing. It really is. And here he leaves the team that went 3 times in a row, and he comes back to his hometown in Cleveland, and there you go. They're back in the NBA Finals. 2 of his star players get hurt, and here he is carrying the team. He's got a couple other people, a couple of great guys that stepped up at in the Finals last year. But he was able to get back to the Finals in short order, and that's the goal this year, not only to get there, but actually win it. He's not feeling down. He's pursuing it, you know, and that's what you need to do. That's what we all need to do. I shouldn't, you know, I'm talking about myself. We all need to just pick up the torch. Whatever gives you your burn, whatever your burn is, whatever your desires are, whatever you that makes you tick, it makes you rock and roll, makes you go, and not sit there on the sidelines. Whatever it is, you got to find it, all right? I don't care if it's getting a new iPad. I don't know if it's buying a DeLorean for yourself, like I talked about with the movie Back to the Future. Whatever it is, remember, time moves on. And 5 years down the road, you're going to be thinking to yourself, gosh, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that. You know, don't wish. Don't be wishy-washy. Go for what it is that you is going to make you happy and make your family happy. And whatever your desire is, if you have an idea, put it out there. Look at these YouTube sensations, these people that get on Vine that are sensations. I don't know if they're sensations. They made a couple of videos. They were funny. And next thing you know, they got 2 gazillion hits. And now they're on Dancing with the Stars. So it's amazing how fast time moves on and how little things can make a big difference in your life. And that's what you need to do. Think about that. Just pursue what it is that you want to do. All right. I do appreciate you guys tuning into the show today. This is Robert J. With the Your Radio Promo. We do offer, of course, this service. We're still contemplating on some of the things that we're going to be doing. For the most part, viralvoiceovers.com is my website. I have a couple of different websites, of course, but viralvoiceovers.com. If you want to visit that, check it out. We do help out businesses that actually are pursuing getting the word out there and getting their name out there. Viral Voiceovers stands for a lot of stuff. It's not just doing voiceover. We also do consultations as well, as far as helping you get towards success, towards getting your business out there virally. Your voice, we need your voice, your business, your company, whatever your desires are, need to get them out there. That's what Viral Voiceovers really stands for. We want to make sure that you actually can succeed with that. So with that, I want to thank you very much for tuning in today. This is Robert J. We look forward to talking to you again on the next show. We should be doing another show shortly. Check out our website at viralvoiceovers.com. You can also go at Twitter at Viral Voiceovers. Feel free to communicate with us over there as well. Have yourself a wonderful day and wish you the best of everything, of health, wealth, and success. Have a great day.